we have implemented the collaborative management plan by instituting the Fisheries Watch volunteers as an addition to the Fisheries Enforcement Unit. A group of fishermen volunteered to also support our fight against illegal fishing. And so they do this in collaboration with the Fisheries Enforcement Unit, which is made up of the Marine Force, the Navy, and then staff of the Fisheries Commission and other related institutions. These group of people go out there to monitor our sea, and they have been able to do a lot of arrests. They have brought a lot of illegal fishers, giving them to the police. Some of them have been prosecuted. Others have also signed bonds to be of good behavior. We have had some chiefs coming out themselves to advocate for the fight against illegal fishing. We have done a lot of stakeholder consultations. Some of the fisherfolk who are adamant and would want to continue doing illegal fishing stood up against us, but we have not relented in our efforts to fight the illegal fishing. People who are causing infractions, vessels, industrial vessels, semi-industrial vessels that are causing infractions, those that are contravening our laws, we are inspecting those vessels and we are looking for the infractions that they are causing. We are going to prosecute such people. We are going to let the law take its course.
But you did indicate earlier that a lot of arrests have been made. Can you give us some numbers as to how many people were arrested, how many were prosecuted?
3 months ago, when we started this, we arrested in Pampam, over 100 people were arrested on 3 different occasions. And then in Nyanyano, we had just at one, within one operation, we got over 100 people being arrested. We've arrested a lot of people over the month. I cannot say off-head how many people, but we have arrested a lot.
Madam Afolukwe said Ghana has managed to eradicate petrolling in the fishing industry. She said vessel monitoring stations have been set up at the Tema and Takrade harbors to monitor industrial vessels. She announced that contracts for establishing 15 landing beaches have been signed and work on 4 of them will begin next year.
The process of awarding contract for the construction of landing sites, which will also be made up of the establishment of these cold storage facilities, other things like daycare centers for the fisherfolk, for the children of the fisherfolk, fish processing facilities, breakwater, the protection of the beaches. You know, the process has just been initiated. We have just started the processes towards the award of the contract. Very soon, we'll see Jamestown being constructed by the Chinese. Very soon, we are going to construct Mumford landing site. We are going to construct Elmina. We are going to do Keta. We're going to do Teshin. We'll do about 15 of such landing sites. Then later on, we'll also look at the inland beach and see if we could also construct some landing sites in those areas.
The 15 that you're talking about, do we have any timelines at which we are looking at?
Yes, we are starting. This year, we captured 4 in our budget. So we are starting these 4 this year, and then we'll continue.
Can you give us the 4 that you're talking about?
We are going to do Mumford, Elmina. We are going to do Keta, and then we are going to do Jamestown as well.
That was the Minister of Fisheries and Agriculture, Elizabeth Afolukwe, talking to Bubu Klinugu.